Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The big news, of course, yesterday and again today, Rob, is not even draft related. Aaron Rodgers. Now, he came out, of course, or the report came out. We don't know if it was leaked for the Packers or was it leaked from Aaron Rodgers' side. But the report was that he wants out. He doesn't want to go back to Green Bay. And their GM, Brian Gutekunst, comes out. Yeah, I know. I said it once. That's all he's getting. Goody. We'll call him Goody. Yeah. He came out yesterday. Of course, he spoke after the first round. And he said Aaron Rodgers is going nowhere. Here he is.
He's our quarterback. He's our leader. We've been working through this for, you know, a little while now. And, you know, I just think it may take some time. But, you know, he's the guy that kind of makes this thing go. So he gives us the best chance to win. And we're going to work towards that end.
Is there any scenario that you can see trading Aaron Rodgers this offseason?
No, Ryan, I appreciate the question, but no, we're not going to trade Aaron Rodgers.
All right.
And I'll say this, Chris. I'll just say this right off the bat. It was all set up. If they really wanted to move on from him, they could have just done it. They had.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was like, no, I'm just saying.
You could have explored it, for sure.
Well, but draft night with picks and all the other stuff, if you're ever going to do it, and I that would have been the time to do it. So I wasn't totally surprised because I didn't think that they had the cojones to pull that trigger.
I think every situation is different. You and I differ on this. You feel if a guy doesn't want to be there, trade him. I feel like every situation is different. And to me, the biggest thing is if it's a guy that's a great player and I want to keep him, to me, is the fence mendable? And they obviously think it is. And so if you think the fence is mendable with Aaron Rodgers, heck no way I'm trading him.
See, at least not yet.
Because
I'm a divorce guy. Things don't work out. I'm getting a divorce.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying? Look, I've been married 25 years.
I know. I'm saying
and
that
there's
that's
ups
the difference.
And downs. But I'm saying you have, you know, we've had our rough patches here
I know,
and there.
But I'm saying.
And
but
you
that,
work through it.
You work through it. That's what I'm saying. Some people can work
you
through
jet.
It. And I'm out. I'm calling you Hall. You know what I'm saying? All right, I'm got it. No, I mean,
but this is Holly Berry.
Everybody's different, though. Seriously, Chris. I mean, there are people who can work through. There are people who've been through hell together, married. You know what I mean? Like hell. And they.
My
just
father's
decide,
motto was struggle through.
Yeah,
we gonna struggle through. That was
and,
his motto.
And people do it, right? You struggle through it.
No,
and then
suffer
and then
through.
There's other
suffer
people
through.
Who just don't want to deal with that. Like don't want to have that as a life. So it depends. And I hear your point, but I do believe that if somebody, I would never try to convince somebody to stay if they don't want to. That's just
oh,
me.
Oh gosh, I can't do that, especially in pro sports. I mean, again. Maybe Russell Wilson would have been traded in Seattle. What would they have? Maybe Kobe Bryant would have been traded. They don't win those last two championships that he won with the Lakers. I mean, you got to me, my view is you sit down and work this out. And here's my situation with Aaron Rodgers if I were running the Packers. We're not trading you unless, remember, I brought this up yesterday, Rob. I mean, look, is he willing to sit out the year? Is he willing to say, I'll go host Jeopardy? I doubt it, but I'm just saying those are the only things that would make me even really look seriously at trading him. And you're not going to know that until it's time to start the season up. So when we start the season, if Aaron Rodgers sits out, if he stays out and he's not coming back and I'll retire and blah, 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 then I would start looking at it. And you still, look, I know people can say, oh, he'd be right into a new offense thrown in at the beginning of the year. He's Aaron Rodgers. He'll be fine. He'll figure it out. And I'm sure plenty of teams would still give a haul for Aaron Rodgers in August. And so I'm waiting. I'm slow playing this. I mean, my goal is just to bring him back. But if he doesn't want to come back, that's, you know, I'm talking about in August, Rob, when we started the season and everything, then I might consider it if I haven't seen him in Green Bay. But other than that, nah, I'm keeping him.
Yeah, I'm just the same on everybody. Like there's got to be, and I'm not saying that you cannot try to talk it out or figure it out. But ultimately, if he tells me,
so you would
like,
do that. You would go to him right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm not saying like
and they've tried.
I haven't heard from Aaron Rodgers. I know that they've made some trips there to talk to him or whatever. And I'm just saying, if they really wanted to move off of him and they have Jordan Love sitting there, it's not like, can't say you don't have anybody.
He's not ready.
He's been there for a year. But I'm just saying, Chris, if you wanted to, you could. So they need to make that, figure that part out. But I'm just saying, I don't care. All these great quarterbacks have been traded, moved on. It's just not inconceivable that you could move on from Aaron Rodgers. The Green Bay Packers aren't going anywhere. They might not win for a long time, but the franchise isn't going anywhere. If you've ever, because you haven't been up there, right, for a football game?
No.
That's
no.
Their lives. There's nothing
but
there.
But was it Bay, their lives when
Bay,
you and I were kids?
It's
maybe
Green
it
Bay,
was.
Wisconsin.
You
yes.
know, because when you and I were growing up, they were a laughing stock.
But
after the
saying,
Bart Starr years and Lombardi
right,
and all
I'm
that,
saying,
they
Green
were horrible
Bay was,
when we were kids.
But Green Bay, Wisconsin, I'm just saying, that people aren't going anywhere. That's what they have. They have nothing else. They're not around the corner from Milwaukee.
They got the cheese and brats and
yeah, okay,
all that.
You know what I'm saying. Like that,
no,
that's
I get
their
it.
Life.
But I do think they could. I hear you. And I get where you're coming
it's
from.
It's happened so many places.
But they don't want to move him. I mean,
no,
I
know that because
yeah, they
would have moved.
Move
they could have moved him, Chris, if
right.
they really wanted
and
to.
I didn't even think they wanted to move him yesterday.
No,
here's
that.
The other thing.
I didn't
say.
Feel that at all for one no. second. There was going to be a trade yesterday.
I'm gonna say this too, Rob. Aaron Rodgers and okay, I mean all the reports. Jay Glazer, who you know he's plugged in as anybody. He said this stems from the Jordan Love draft. Okay, so if it was the Jordan Love draft, if I'm Green Bay, I'm like, you were upset about Jordan Love. Okay, you came out and had maybe the best season of your career. You were the MVP, hands down. We'll take that. if that's it, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Come back and do the same thing, Aaron Rodgers. So that if his feelings are hurt, Aaron Rodgers, Rob, as great as he is, he also has to look in the mirror. He's got the second best offensive line in football, according to Pro Football Focus. He's got arguably the best receiver in the league in Devontae Adams. He's got one of the best, a top four rusher last year in Aaron Jones, who just got re-signed. He's got a top 10 defense. They've been 13-3 the last 2 years. Where are you going that's better than that? And so Aaron, I don't even know. He needs to look in the mirror, too. It's certainly not all him, because we know how great he is. But he's got to look in the mirror, too. He has not gotten it done at times either. He's the only quarterback ever to lose four straight conference championship games. And so he's got to look in the mirror, too. I think he should be looking at it like, I got unfinished business here in Green Bay. Let me get a Super Bowl again before I get out of here. Let me one-up my great Hall of Fame predecessor, Brett Favre, by getting him two. So I think Rodgers also needs to look in the mirror, too, Rob.
Yeah, I think, Green Bay also, his whole tenure there, they never drafted a skilled position player in the first round. There's a lot of stuff you look at.
No, they right, agree.
That has gone on there, and you just question it. They've definitely shored up. The defense was better last year, even though they had that terrible play at the end of the first half against Tampa Bay, giving up that touch. That changed the whole game, if you remember the play.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But that was on the defensive end. And then the coach taking the ball out of his hands on the fourth down. It's just stuff like that. I could see why he would be upset with Matt LaFleur and that. But anyway, I don't know how this is going to play out. But I think they don't want to trade him. And it's really up to Aaron Rodgers. Like, is he going
to
give in? I saw the other report
away by
Rappaport where he's saying unless they concede something, he's seriously considering retirement. I mean, even the whole notion, because I always believe, Chris, if you were serious about something, then you can't be talked out of. It's like the guy who tells you, hey, if you don't keep your mouth shut, I'm going to come over there and punch you in the mouth. The guy who's really serious, you know what he does?
Punches you in the mouth.
He just comes over, Chris, and punches you in the mouth, right?
Right,
you know what
right,
I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm not threatening you. I'm not telling you what's going to happen. If you don't, I would just do it. It's funny, too, because I saw the report from Stink on the radio. Did you see that about the Rogers?
Mark Schlereth?
Yeah, Mark Schlereth, that the deal was almost done or whatever. But then he put on a little caveat saying, Chris, it said, like, the deal's basically done. But then again, it could fall apart. Let's cross our fingers. When you put that piece at the end that it could fall apart,
right.
Then you don't have it.
You don't know, right.
Am I right?
Exactly.
You don't have
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
You can't.
So,
you just can't. You can't put that piece on. If it's done, you got to say it's a done deal.
Right, right. Well, we'll see. I mean, obviously, I think, Denver didn't take a quarterback. And maybe if I was Denver, I'd keep trying, Rob. I would keep trying because Rodgers, reportedly they're on his list. So
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3-and-Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3-and-Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, let's bring in Rob G. Rob G, you happy with what your beloved Las Vegas Raiders have done thus far in the draft?
If you disregard context and you just tell me the two players that
just
they got.
Just answer the question.
I'm happier today than I was yesterday. Let me tell you that.
That ain't saying nothing. That's because you got two warm bodies.
Hey, the safety that they got today in the second round had first round talent, but he slipped because he had a back ailment during the offseason that he's rehabbing.
Oh, so John Gruden knew something nobody else knew. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But John Gruden has been a total bust in Las Vegas and with the Raiders. There's the tallest building in Detroit is the Penobscot building. You'd be better off going up to the top of the Penobscot building and throwing that $100 million that they gave him off the top of the building. Because what Rob G., can you believe no playoffs? Nothing has gone right.
He's been there, Rob. Seriously. It's even worse than that. Not only no playoffs, not one winning season.
That's ridiculous.
But they've gotten better every season.
There is no
if you
but.
Want to play that game, Chris.
There is no but.
When
this
they
is
signed
the NFL.
Him, not it's for not, long.
Yeah, there's no there's
unless
no
you got a
10-year,
$100 million contract.
Right, I guess he gets the benefit of a 5-year plan.
Well, when they moved to Vegas, they needed something to market, and unfortunately, their most marketable player was Derek Carr, who's always on the trade block. So they needed somebody to be the face of the franchise.
At one time, that was
whenever the face of the franchise is a coach, that means you have a bad team. Can we, Rob G? Can we?
What about the Patriots?
That?
Well, they were a bad time.
They didn't make the playoffs last year.
Bill Belichick was the face. Even
no,
with Tom
he was
Brady.
Not.
It was Tom Brady.
It was the hoodie. It was the guy with the cut off sleeves.
No, he wasn't.
You're such
angry.
A homer. You're such a homer. Get
you
off.
You know
the
it. Have you
Get
bought tickets? Are you going to? Are you going out to? Vegas
I might go
for
to
a game?
Game. I might go to a game this year. Make a weekend out of it because I'm gonna go see my friend Lamar Mitchell at the MGM Grand. And so that would be nice.
We all going to see Lamar.
Nah, you all guys right. ain't invited no more.
I'm going to see Lamar.
No, you're not invited no more.
I'm gonna already
talk to him.
Going.
I'll be like, look, guys.
I'm going next
week. Look, Lamar, Chris and Rob
Rob's
said
at the
thanks,
point where
no
he's staying
thanks.
At Lamar's house.
And I'm getting points for you know, by staying
at his house. Exactly. No, but here's the point, and I think Rob and I agree on this. John Gruden should be on the hot seat. This should be a do-or-die year for John Gruden. This is the NFL now. A great coach makes a difference right away. You saw Andy Reid do it. You go back, you saw Harbaugh do it in San Francisco. I'll give you a year, maybe two. This is his fourth year. And I'm not saying you have to win a Super Bowl.
They
got to
have an over 500
right.
record. They got to make the playoffs. They added two playoff teams, and the Raiders still can't make it.
You gave him $100 million over 10 years. What are you doing? What are you doing? Alex, get Rob G some tissue. Wipe his eye. I can see the tears falling right now. But seriously.
Rob G is just, the Raiders fans, they love to wear the black and silver, and that's all that matters. They know they don't have a good team, and they keep supporting no matter what happens. It's been a disaster for a long time there. Let's just be honest.
It's almost as bad as the Detroit Lions.
No, it's the Lions are worse.
No,
come on
you,
now.
Rob.
It's worse than
that.
The Lions.
Thank you.
The Lions, they got one playoff win. Since 1957.
And that's why Rob's not welcome back in Detroit.
That's all right.
Do you agree with us, Rob G, that your boy Gruden should be on the hot seat?
Yeah, at this point, yeah. I mean, because now there's no more excuse. This is his roster, his coaching staff. There's no more buddy left from the previous regime other than Derek Carr.
Right, so, you got all those draft picks, right, for Khalil Mack?
It's like the college system where it's like, hey, you got to give him 3 years to get his recruiting class in. Well, his whole recruiting class is here now, so there's no more excuses.
Well, we're going to see what he can do this year. And I'm not looking to fire coaches. But if he doesn't get it done, it make the playoffs, then he might have to go back to TV.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I don't care where Aaron Rodgers goes next year. I don't care if he's still there in Green Bay. I don't care if he went to another New Orleans, some other team in the NFC. I'm saying right here, right now, that the representative for the NFC next year will be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, I thought you said they were winning. I thought you said they were winning the Super Bowl.
They went in the NFC. No,
I never
said that yet. I haven't said that yet. I haven't made my decision between them and Kansas City yet. But I've made my decision that they are winning the NFC. Rob Parker, they got all 22 starters back, plus Giovanni Bernard, who the one thing they didn't have was a running back who could catch the ball. And now they got that in Bernard. I think Antonio Brown is going to ball. Ball, I tell you. He had a great second half of the season. 45 catches in, I think, 8 games. That's 90, you know, over a full season with 16 games. I think he's going to be their best receiver. And obviously, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are great. They got the tight ends. And Rob, I thought over that second half, I remember when they were struggling and you know, people thought, oh, are you jumping off of them? No, I said, nah, they'll get it together. And they did. And I just think now they're going to be like a well-oiled machine next year. So I am taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the NFC field.
Your words ring hollow for me because I remember a year ago after Kansas City won and after the draft and the players that they got, you sat up here and banged your chest. Patrick Mahomes is going to win the MVP. They were going to repeat as Super Bowl champs. Who can beat them? They got better. And
so
they didn't win.
So because I was wrong, they ring hollow?
No, they didn't score. No, but it just tells you that it's hard to predict those things. And
well, of course.
You're just taking the most obvious.
So should we just stop making predictions?
No, you're just taking the most
obvious.
It is the most
obvious. When I took them last year, it wasn't obvious.
Chris, you pick every team that's won a championship the next year.
Did Tampa Bay win it 2 years ago?
Chris, you pick Kansas City.
I will not sit here and let you lie about me.
You pick Kansas City. You pick Kansas City.
But.
Chris, you pick Kansas City. You didn't pick Tampa.
That's a one time. Now
no,
the other time I picked the team.
Chris,
did I pick New England 2 years ago?
Chris,
I will not let you sit here and lie on me.
My point is, last year you picked Kansas City.
Okay.
Let's play the tape. Oh,
no,
they got better. They got better from a year ago. Now they got the running back.
Pick?
Now they got this.
Who'd you pick?
Now Patrick Mahomes saved them money so that they could keep all their players. How are they going to lose? Patrick's going to win the MVP.
So now we're saying if you make a wrong prediction,
no,
your words ring hollow?
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying your words on this.
Because you've been predicting Tom Brady's done for a decade.
Your words on this ring hollow with me. I can't predict it yet. I don't know who's going to be hurt. I need to see the rest of the team.
Oh, now we wait to see who's going
to
be hurt?
Time.
Of course.
I need
of course,
to take
if
a little
Tom
time.
Brady gets hurt, they're not getting to the
I'm
Super
not
Bowl.
Ready to, I'm not ready to make a Super Bowl pick on May 1st. Okay, that's me. You can pick it. I'm not.
Oh, that's fine. But don't tell me. Don't sit here and lie on me. I wouldn't lie on you. I don't pick every defending champion to win the Super Bowl. I haven't even picked Tampa Bay to win the Super Bowl.
Who'd
I
you pick
to win
the
NFC
NBA Finals this year going into the season?
Well, that was before Brooklyn
no,
got their
you,
guys.
I'm asking you. I'm just asking
I picked
you
the Lakers.
Okay.
So what? You can't pick anybody to repeat? Is that what
say,
you're saying?
Chris, I asked you a question.
Why'd you ask
you
the question
it.
About an NBA question about
it.
NFL?
You
when we're talking
it.
NFL, why'd you ask? Why'd you ask an NFL question? Say it with your chest, brother.
I asked you the question. You already know I asked
you. I'm asking you to say it with your chest.
You answered the question.
You're going to try to go some roundabout way. Say it with some bass in your voice. You had nothing but trouble. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369.
Next year, picking Kansas City.
Who you got in the NFC? Rob, you picked Jacksonville 3 years ago. You picked Green Bay. No, first you picked New Orleans. Then you picked Green Bay. All right, you haven't been right once. I'm right. I picked two of the last three Super Bowl champions. I'm right. You're wrong. That's why we're the odd couple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.